My name is Oliver Dreyer, and I'm studying MIS.
My name is Jacob DeLuca, and I'm an economics and philosophy major.
My name is Ivan Pelli, and I'm an international studies major.
So what brings you guys out to the protest today?
I guess I generally came out just to... I was aware the protest was going on, and I kind of, like, informed myself a little bit going into it, but I just wanted to see really what was going on, what people were saying, and come out to support this. I agree with.
Yeah, I'm just here to take a stand against transphobia, for Matt Walsh is somewhat notorious for his reprehensible views.
I'm here to support people I love and people who are affected by what Matt Walsh is saying.
So what kind of change are you guys hoping to see on campus with what you're doing here today?
I think the biggest issue for me is that it's funded by SGA, and I think that, you know, controversial things like this should not be paid for. I think maybe there's another discussion about whether it even has a place to begin, a place on campus to begin with, but the biggest thing for me is that he's actively getting paid to be here, and I don't think that really aligns with what the aims of a public institution like the university should be.
Yeah, Matt Walsh does not really have any particular scientific background in answering the question of what a woman is. He's just trying to drive his ideological views, and the fact that it's funded by SGA is problematic, so hopefully that will be changed in the future.
And in addition to what they were saying, I mean, my grandpa came here in the 60s when a large political event was taking place, and it's kind of a shame that we're dealing with hate, like, not necessarily the same amount, but the same kind of hate in a way. Let's see, 60 years later?
Yeah.
It's messed up.
What do your signs say?
I say no more hate in this state.
One says ally, and on the other side, frat boys for trans rights.